And it's official. The UK filed papers today to break away from the European Union. Britain's top EU envoy delivered the Article 50 letter to EU Council President Donald Tusk in Brussels. Tusk had this to say.
There's no reason to pretend that this is a happy day, neither in Brussels nor in London. After all, most Europeans, including almost half the British voters, wish that we would stay together, not drift apart.
But members of the UK Independence Party had a cake to celebrate the announcement, and the party's former leader, Nigel Farage, said he was thrilled.
There'll be lots of arguments and debates over the next 2 years, but we are leaving. So I couldn't be happier, really.
Joining us now is Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Hi, Maggie.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So what now? What are these negotiations to break away from the EU, which can take, I guess, 2 years? What are they going to look like?
Yeah, they're going to be much like a divorce, which is what a lot of people are calling it, probably messy and very painful. There are a lot of little details, but I think there are two really big points of disagreement or points of contention they're going to have to get over, and that is borders and trade. Right now, Brits can live and work in any of the 28 member EU countries, and EU citizens can do the same. Do those borders close as a result of Brexit? What happens? I mean, nobody knows, and there's some 4 million people affected, not to mention the economy. So that's a big issue. And trade, you know, free flow of goods and services. Are they going to now slap tariffs on each other? How are they going to work that out? That's just a logistical nightmare if they have to have a separate treaty with each 28 country. So I think a lot of people are hoping they can avoid that, but there are just a lot of questions.
And the British Prime Minister is going to have to deal with domestic politics as she navigates these negotiations. One of the great things about British politics is the Prime Minister's question
time. I love it.
Yes. So I want to
play. We should have it here.
We should have it here. Here's one of the clips from today's Prime Minister question time. In the House of Commons, Angus Robertson of the Scottish National Party said the Prime Minister had promised to get a UK-wide agreement on the Brexit process before triggering Article 50.
Last year, the Prime Minister did make that promise. And she promised there would be an agreement with the governments of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland before triggering Article 50. The Prime Minister has now triggered Article 50 and she's done so without an agreement. There is no agreement. Why has she broken her promise and broken her word?
Prime Minister!
I've been very clear throughout, and since the first visit I made as Prime Minister to Edinburgh last July, which was that we were going to work with the devolved administrations, that we would develop a UK-wide approach, but that in the negotiations it would be a UK approach that was taken into the negotiations, and it would be the United Kingdom government that took forward that position. And I would simply remind the Right Honourable Gentleman that Scotland is part of the United Kingdom.
Ooh, snap, Maggie.
That's right. Listen, the Scots are furious, right? They voted to stay within Europe. They don't want to leave. They wanted assurances if they had to be a part of this, that they weren't going to be hurt by it. But Theresa May's in a tough spot. The Europeans have said, you know, we're not going to negotiate this stuff until Article 50 is triggered. So now you have the Scots considering holding a second referendum on their own independence. So it is complicated, Jeremy.
Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thanks as always.
Thank you.